Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal. Welcome to the show, everybody. Elisa, how are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well, thank you. Go ahead.
I was wondering if you had a little lesson for us today before we started with the callers.
Well, the lesson this week, there's a lot of transition going on and changes happening all around us, but even in our own personal space. That's what I'm seeing with a lot of clients is people are transitioning, releasing what they were doing or who they had in their life as far as people. And they're looking more within and the truth of what they choose to do for themselves. And it's kind of interesting to watch people come for healing. And as a collective, it's like the theme, you know, we're going through this theme of transition to do something different and not so much worry about, you know, staying stuck in what they weren't happy with, include, you know, with relationships and, you know, workplaces and their careers, and they're reinventing themselves. And it's interesting because I was speaking about this for a long time with people, and now they're actually doing it. People are waking up to seeing that they're not happy where they are in their path. And so there's this change coming, and I see that as a collective. So
what you're saying is we're not alone.
Hold on for a ride.
To me, that's very comforting to know that the feelings I have, even though to me they're a big deal, they're not such a big deal because everybody's suffering. Everybody's feeling something similar to what I'm dealing with.
I don't know if it's so much. I think we get to choose how we receive a lesson. We can receive it with suffering, or we can receive it with gratitude. And it's interesting because people will say, well, I'm in a job and I don't like it and I'm being pushed and treated poorly, but I stay because I have to make a living. And it's really like a push to leave, but people push to stay, and it just gets harsher and harsher and harsher, the lesson. And then when people are like, you know what, it's time for me to transition and really figure out what is my purpose, where do I want to go, what have I collected all these years in my knowledge, and apply it somewhere else.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what I'm saying.
And I know we've had one caller who has called several times. Not going to give out her name or her location, but, you know, she's called several times, and she always has the same question. And you always have a very similar answer. You know, the universe is pushing you to make a decision. But she doesn't want to make a decision. She wants somebody to decide for her. And that's not the way to learn these lessons that we need to learn, is it?
Well, you know, we can ask people what they think, but that's their opinion. And that's really coming from their own direction and their own knowing. So it's about reflection within and following your truth. People are really learning what it means to live in their truth and trusting themselves, because when we trust humans outside of ourselves and we don't really know the answer, we get misled, and we also get deceived. And when we, you know the answer within, and then we ask others, what do you think? You know, it's interesting to get all these different, you know, opinions, but the truth is the truth, and it's about trusting you. So we're just going through this lesson right now as a society, as a collective, as a globe, to trust the self and not people. I mean, people, nothing seems to be the truth unless you know it within yourself or what aligns with your truth. And that's actually teaching us how to listen to our compass or to our internal, you know, moral compass.
How to tune into that intuition.
Yes, to tune into the self and the intuition, because we gave that power away when we were, you know, little kids. I mean, we were taught to, you know, ask, you know, mom or dad or your aunt or your friends or whoever for the answers of where you're going on the journey. And yes, people do show up and they do give you guidance, but then it has to be your choice. And
right,
when you make a choice based more on your truth, it still could be painful because sometimes we don't, you know, the truth hurts, but it's for our highest good. And it's about navigating through the lessons without being, you know, feeling the thorns, I say, of the rose bush.
It's, right.
You know, just walk through it and stand in gratitude that this is for a higher purpose. This is for, you know, something bigger. And if we don't understand how to get through this, how are we going to get through what's ahead or get to where we're directed to go through faith? And it's about trusting the process. It's about trusting all of it. So we're learning a lot about trust, about truth, about, you know, ourself and confidence, because people have lost their confidence and their own ability to really go inside and know, instead of always having to think about it in the mind. And because the mind deters us from the truth.
Are you ready to start taking callers?
I am.
All right. Jane from South Carolina is on the line. Hi, Jane.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good.
Hello, Jane.
Hey.
Go
ahead. You ready for me?
I feel like, I'm ready for you. I see that you're set on where you're going.
Okay, that's good.
And you're ready for changes. You're ready for, I see that you've been maybe pondering about it in the past, but now you're set on where you're going, and it's about staying strong and what brought you to this point. Because taking that step outside of into the uncertainty is always kind of like a little bit fearful and like, oh my gosh, what if I'm making a bad choice or what if I'm doing something? But I just see you doing your life with openness and faith and really trusting that you're being guided where you're supposed to be.
Thank you. That was going to be my main thing was I feel good about my life right now, but I just wanted to know if I needed to make any changes or keep going in the same direction.
I just see you going the same. Yeah, so see you going. It's not the same direction. It's actually a direction that you probably should have done a long time ago. But it's like you're stepping more into what you enjoy doing, and not worrying about what others think. You're actually doing your lesson. It's good. You're rising up, and you're standing in your truth, and taking accountability for whatever choice you make instead of, you know, asking somebody. That's what I
say
with you. You know, and it's never too late to begin doing your purpose. Because I feel like you're somebody who wants to keep busy and surround yourself with people and do things that help. And it's the reflection of wherever the direction takes you, you know, be open to receive those opportunities, because there's a lot of ways you can help people. Even if you help to gift them, you know, to an organization or, you know, work in a soup kitchen or do something. Like, I just see you helping and wanting to do that.
That's correct. But I find myself, for my benefit lately, saying no to people. Are you following me?
No to people who are asking for your help because they take advantage. Because I
actually see
you doing an offering of your own choice. This is where you're taking the reins of your life and doing it the way you choose to do it. You love to help people. But, you know, when people take advantage, it's about pulling back and putting that healthy boundary and saying, okay, I'm going to take this other path to help people. And that's why I see more of working through an organization or something that, even if you work in a church group or some kind of group that helps people, and you can offer your time, but you don't have to feel obligated. The whole theme of this whole week has been obligation. And that seems to be the theme of we're stepping out of the obligation of having to feel we have to do for the people closest to us or even people who ask us if we don't want to do it. So it's learning how to have those healthy boundaries and staying in your truth. I just see you working, doing – I see you helping people through an organization or doing it through your own way. Okay.
Yeah, you're very good. You're very good.
And then you won't be taking advantage. You won't be taking advantage of because you get to choose. You're in control. You get to say, you know, I choose to be here, you know, an hour on this day or whatever. And when you gift to people with your energy because you're such a beautiful soul, people will receive it with gratitude. And that's what most people have not done for you. They've expected it because you've done it, you know, with very selflessly over the years, and they've taken it for granted in a way. So
okay,
this will help you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh,
you're welcome.
You have, and you're very, very good. Thank you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank
too.
Have a beautiful
you're welcome.
Day.
Thank you for calling,
right.
Jane. We'll talk later.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, now I believe this is Kimberly from Georgia. Am I right? Hello? Well, she's not answering, so I'm going to put her back on hold and make sure my microphone's working. Are you hearing me?
I hear you.
Okay, let's see who this caller is. The first one didn't answer. Hello there. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Okay. You've called before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hello, Catherine. I keep
Hello.
Hearing over and over again, emotional struggles, girl. Just been a trying time. That's what I see around your energy. And, you know, sitting with yourself and reflecting is going to help you with giving you definite answers. Because there's a lot that you know that you should do. And then on the other side of it, there's a lot that you don't do because it hurts too much. I don't know how else to put that into words, but so it's about reflecting on your truth. Even remember when I said truth hurts, okay? Sometimes truth hurts, and acceptance of what is so important. Okay?
Okay.
Did you have a specific question, Catherine?
Yeah, not so much.
Okay.
I just was calling to listen in.
Okay, well, I'm going to put you on hold.
In order. Okay, go ahead.
And then we'll see if the other one will answer. Hello, are you there? Hello? Kimberly? Hello? Well, I guess not. Hello, are you there? Obviously, her phone is on mute or something, and she's not listening. But that's our last caller. And we are just a little ahead of schedule, and nobody else has called. So I guess.
Well, this is we can be a Thursday night.
We will be here on Thursday night with Elisa at 9 o'clock. Same phone number, same channel, everything. And if anybody wants to schedule an appointment, a more in-depth reading with Elisa, you can do it in person or by phone. Just text her at 407-432-7088. And I will tell you, Elisa, the Jane that called earlier is my sister, and she surprised me by calling in today, and she said that she was impressed with you. So that's a big statement, big compliment coming from her. She said, you're good. So again, I'm going to give out Elisa's cell number. Give her a call if you want more guidance from her, 407-432-7088. And unless Kimberly speaks up now, hello, Kimberly, calling from Georgia. Okay, well, that is going to end our show today. And Catherine, I would suggest you go back and listen to the show in archives, because Elisa did have a good lesson at the beginning. And I'm going to say adios, amigas. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.